of miles under the water. And the deeper they go, the greater the pressure that's placed on that submarine because of the weight of the water above it, around it, and underneath it. It's constantly pressing on the shell of that submarine. But the pressure does not cause the submarine to cave in.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church Broadcast with your host, Pastor James Broadnax. As the Bible says, they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You're invited to worship services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now, let's join the broadcast.
God bless you and greetings in that all-powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus Christ. Yes, this is your friend and your apostle of prayer, James Broadnax, senior pastor of the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Well, I'm here today to give you a personal invite to our divine worship service this coming Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Yes, all roads and all streets will be leading right here to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church. And I'm going to be preaching that Word of God that's going to perfect and edify the body of Christ. Don't you let nobody stop you from getting here this coming Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. God told me in prayer this morning to declare and to decree that this Sunday is going to be a fresh oil anointing. Yes, a fresh oil anointing. And we know that it is the anointing that destroys every yoke. It is the anointing that lifts every burden. It is the anointing that will give you victory in every area of your life. Now, I want you to get your pen and get a piece of paper. And I want you to write down my direct prayer line number today. Yes, I'm going to be in this prayer chamber today, and I'm going to answer every phone call today, and I'm going to pray some powerful blessing prayers in that all-powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus Christ. The Word of God have instructed us and told us that if two agree on earth, as touching anything that we ask the Father in Jesus' name, that it shall be done. Jesus told us in that prayer promise, right there in Matthew 7 and verse 7, he said, ask, and it shall be given. He said, seek, and you shall find. He said, knock, and the door, it shall be opened unto you. Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 8, he said, everyone that asks, they received. Everyone that went seeking, they found. Everyone that knocked, the door, it was open. Yes, I want you to know the answer, the solution to your problem is in the prayer of faith. And that's what I'm going to pray with you today, is the prayer of faith. Now write this number down and call me now, 318-427-9255, 318-427-9255, 318-427-9255. Let me tell you something here. You done cried for the last time. The next time that the devil see you crying, it will not be tears of sadness. Oh, glory to God. I said it will not be tears of sadness, but it's going to be tears of joy. Get to that telephone right now and call me at 318-427-9255. Listen to me right now. There are many of you listening to the sound of my voice, and the devil just been having his way. And look like you've just been stuck. Look like nothing is working. Look like everything you touch then just went from bad to worse. Seem like you're down and you just can't get up. Let me tell you something here. There is help. Just one phone call away. And that's 318-427-9255. Now, I'm getting ready to tell you about this prophetic blessing service this coming Sunday morning, right here at 10:30 a.m. here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Listen to me very carefully. I believe that this coming Sunday morning is absolutely going to be a powerful blessing service. I believe that with all of my heart, with all of my soul, and with all of my mind. Let me tell you something here. I have prayed. Yes, we have prayed. And helped thousands around this world. I have seen Jesus through this prayer blessing ministry raise individuals up off of their bed of affliction and heal them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Telling you what I've seen with my own eyes, what I've heard with my own hearing. Listen to me. You see, something is wrong when we have not heard a witness, a testimony since Peter's shadow, since Paul's prayer cloth. Something is very wrong. You see, because the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm so glad for the anointing of God that's in my life and that's upon my life. Listen to me here. I don't just have to preach about Peter's shadow and Paul's prayer cloth. No, let me tell you what God is doing through James Broadneck's shadow. Let me tell you what God is doing through Apostle Broadneck's prayer cloth. Yes, the same Jesus is working in our life today. We got to come on up. Let me tell you, Paul said, my preaching is not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but it's in the power, and in the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. You see, you can have that letter, but let me tell you something here. The letter, it killeth, but it's the spirit that makes alive, you see. It's the spirit that's quickened. It's the Holy Ghost that makes things come alive. And I'm talking about the miracle-working power of Jesus Christ happening right here in your backyard. Yes, it's happening in your backyard. This coming Sunday morning, God told me to declare and to decree that this is going to be a fresh oil anointing service. What do you mean, James Broadnax, a fresh oil? You see, in Psalms 92:10, I believe this Bible, and the word of God says, but my horn should be exalted like the horn of a unicorn, and I shall be anointed with fresh oil. And God showed me there are many of you that are listening to me right now. You need that fresh oil anointing. And when you experience that fresh oil anointing, the healing power of God is just going to surge through your body. When you experience that fresh oil anointing, that anointing of the Holy Ghost will evict diabetes out of your body. That fresh oil anointing will cleanse and purify your blood. Yes, cause that high blood pressure to regulate, that fresh oil anointing, you see. And that's why God told me and instructed me to tell you that are listening, this is not for everybody. This is for the believers. This is for people that still believe in miracles, not for those that believe that God used to do this and God used to do that. No, we serve a now Jesus, not a used to do Jesus. We serve a Jesus that is still working miracles right here and right now in the life of the believer. Listen to me here. I want you today, Saturday evening, I want you to get to somebody's grocery store. And I want you to get you a bottle of olive oil. I'm not going to give you no oil. I want you to bring your own oil. And the reason I want you to bring your own oil, because God is going to release miracles in Alexandria and surrounding areas, and you would not be able to say it was Apostle Broadnax oil. No, you're going to be able to tell him, no, didn't nobody do this but God. I brought my own oil. You're going to be able to tell him he didn't open my oil. He didn't put nothing in my oil. All he did was held my oil in his hands for a few seconds and blessed it and prayer blessed it in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to tell you about a fourfold anointing, a fourfold anointing. And you're going to anoint yourself these four ways with that oil. And I promise you this, God is going to heal you everywhere that you hurt. God is going to release miracles into your life. Woo, glory. God is going to bring restoration to that broken marriage. God is going to release the financial miracle that you need in your life. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. A fresh oil anointing. Now, you see, you cannot lean to your own understanding. You see, your own understanding and the sense realm sometimes get in the way. And the sense realm, I tell you, that just don't make no sense what Broadnax's talking about. You see, I'm not trying to make sense. I'm making miracles happen in your life. See, sense don't make miracles happen. No, it's faith that caused miracles to happen in a child of God's life, you see. So I want you to get that bottle of olive oil. You that's been wrestling with COVID-19 and seem like it's still lingering, listen. Get that fresh bottle of olive oil. Don't open the oil. Don't bring me a bottle that somebody else has been praying over. No, this is a fresh oil anointing. And I want you to read that Psalms 92:10. And when you read that Psalms 92:10, you are going to get the witness in your spirit. And I declare, when you get here Sunday morning, I'm going to preach that word of God. And then I'm going to prayer bless that oil, and I'm going to share with you that fourfold anointing. Fourfold, meaning four ways you're going to anoint yourself with this oil. And I declare you're going to be testifying and telling people that didn't nobody do it but God. That's Sunday morning right here at the Word of Faith, Kingdom Church. And that address is 4210 South MacArthur Drive. Now, some of you, you've been dealing with many different things. But I want you to know that this